Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department, as well as Huron Industrial Supply and Thumb Welding Supplies of Cass City, your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and gases. Families braved the snow and cold temperatures Saturday evening to enjoy the annual Tidings and Tinsel Lighted Christmas Parade in downtown Bad Axe. The event, put together by the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce, was held Saturday and featured a variety of family-oriented holiday activities, including a Christmas in the Village experience, a free movie at the Bad Axe Theater, Hagel Real Estate and Team One Credit Union hosted free face painting, free popcorn, and snacks and hot chocolate. And what would a cold night out be without food trucks readily available to good, hot, fresh food? The parade began after a tree lighting ceremony making its way from Bad Axe Middle School down M53 and offered festive floats, treats, and award presentations for the most creative displays. The holiday spirit remained strong as the community gathered to celebrate the season, and the snow simply added to the atmosphere. And the warming stations definitely helped keep hearts and hands warm. And during a Zoom preliminary examination hearing, Lapeer County Circuit Judge Laura Bernard approved the request of William Channer III's lawyer to have a forensic evaluation of competency and criminal responsibility examination done. On November 5th, Channer 30 allegedly fatally shot Logan Welch while he was at work at Trims Unlimited in Elmont Township. Channer was charged with first-degree premeditated murder, being a habitual offender, carrying a concealed weapon without a permit, possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, using a firearm to commit a felony, and fleeing and eluding law enforcement. If found guilty of first-degree murder, the punishment is life in prison without parole. At the time of the Zoom hearing, Channer was in the hospital recovering from gunshot wounds sustained in a shootout with deputies in Metamora Township following a high-speed chase after the incident at Trims Unlimited. Channer is guarded 24 hours a day by deputies as he recovers in McLaren-Lapeer Regional Hospital. When Channer is able to leave the hospital, he will be taken to the mental health facility in Ypsilanti for the competency examination. And we come back after this Al Hansen sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Did you know you can fit full sheets of plywood and drywall in the back of a Dodge Grand Caravan? This is Tyler. That's right, Dodge Grand Caravans with stow-and-go seats can make excellent work vehicles on top of being excellent people carriers. And we have one on our lot that you need to come check out. It's a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan GT. It's in great shape and has 87,000 miles. Take it home or take it to the job site for just $16,580. Next up is a 2019 Cadillac XT5. It's all-wheel drive and has 47,000 miles. It has an 8-speaker Bose audio system with Bluetooth, full power, leather, power liftgate, remote start, and a 3.6 V6. We're asking $22,980. If you're looking for a great third-row SUV with all-wheel drive, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It has 94,000 miles. You can take it home for just $23,480. Looking for a truck? We have a 2019 Ford F-150 FX4. It's four-wheel drive and has full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and WeatherTech floor mats. It has 74,000 miles, and you can take it home for $29,980. Come see me, Tyler Hansen, at Al Hansen Motors, where every car on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and going into our national news, as the storm shifts towards the East Coast, forecasters expect a swath of rain across the mid-Atlantic and southeast with the potential for flash flooding in some southern communities, while higher elevation areas of the Appalachians could see accumulating snow and pockets of freezing rain that complicate travel. And when we come back after this Huron Industrial Thumb Welding sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
Thumb Welding Supplies has been lighting sparks.
Okay, and back to our thumb broadcasting. The latest overnight attacks in Ukraine have left multiple civilians dead and injured after Russian forces launched more than 100 drones and several ballistic missiles, with Ukrainian air defenses reporting that they intercepted most of the drones but were unable to prevent all damage in targeted regions. When we come back after the Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe, or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
And we do have a couple of obituaries for you this hour. Carolyn K. Morrison passed away on Saturday, November 29th, 2025, at the age of 83. Born on January 31st, 1942, in Rhodes, Iowa, Carolyn is survived by her children Scott, Lynn, Kathy, and Elizabeth, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. A funeral service to honor Carolyn's life will be held at 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 6, 2025, at Salem Church in Pigeon, Michigan. The family will be present to receive visitors on Friday, December 5, 2025, from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon, and again on church on Saturday from 3 p.m. until the time of her service. A dinner will be hosted by the church directly after the service. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made in Carolyn's memory to Shure Hospital in honor of her passion for helping others through quality health care. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And R. Thomas Butch, age 89, of Elkton, passed away on Sunday, November 30th, 2025. He was born September 4, 1936, in Parisville, Michigan. Tom is survived by his loving wife of 67 years, Joanne, his sons Randall, Kevin, Stephen, and daughter Suzanne. Tom is also survived by his 11 grandchildren and 11 great-grandchildren. A Mass of Christian burial will be held on Wednesday, December 3, 2025, at 11 a.m. at St. Mary of Chautauqua, in Dwight Township, Kindy, Michigan. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, December 2, 2025, from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. A rosary service will be offered at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday evening at the funeral home. Condolences may be shared at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And that's been your local, regional, national, international news and obituaries, which you can get anytime right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department, as well as Huron Industrial Supply and Thumb Welding Supplies of Cass City. Your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and gases.